Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and it is a great week here at Faith and Family. We're discussing fun in the sun opportunities for families, and so we've got a variety of topics this week. We've been talking about summer camps and other things, and today we have some excellent guests to talk about opportunities at the seminary. Yes, youth spending time at our seminaries. Well, before we get into that topic, I want to remind you about another educational opportunity. Concordia University, Wisconsin is our underwriter for this program, and we are so grateful for their support for this program. So we'll be talking about some other Concordias today, Concordia Seminary St. Louis and Concordia Theological Seminary Fort Wayne, and the opportunities they offer our youth. So joining us on the phone today, we have Chris Hodge from Concordia Theological Seminary. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And also joining us on the phone is Colin Dooling from Concordia Theological Seminary Fort Wayne. Colin, glad to have you with us.
Hi, Andy. Good morning. Good to be here.
Excellent. And then in the studio here, we have Pastor Bill Reedy from Concordia Seminary St. Louis.
Good morning.
And a student we have joining us in the studio today, Ian Kenny.
Good morning.
So we're going to be talking about a variety of the programs that are offered for our students during this summer. Some programs to learn more about church vocations and seminary life, all those things. Let's take a look at what we have to offer. Let's start with Chris. Chris, tell us about now the program that you're involved with is called Phoebe Academy. So tell us about what you do at Concordia Theological Seminary, and then let's get after that. We'll talk about a little bit more about Phoebe Academy.
Well, I work in the admission department at Concordia Theological Seminary, and I specifically work with women interested in becoming deaconesses. We have Phoebe Academy for high school women, and we also have Phoebe Academy for college students, for college women.
Okay, so both high school and college student opportunity. Excellent. It's usually during the summer. Now, if I understand correctly, that's actually right around the corner. Is that correct?
Yes, Phoebe Academy High School, this is our first year, and we are running it from August 2nd through the 4th, and they have until this Friday to still sign up.
Okay, so Phoebe Academy is for students who are considering the deaconess program. Listeners who aren't familiar with the deaconess program and deaconesses and what they do, can you give us within a reasonable amount of time, what is a deaconess and what do deaconesses do?
A deaconess is a theologically woman that helps either in a parish or in missions or in an institution such as working at the seminary or one of the colleges.
So they're equipped to serve really in a variety of areas. Is really their strength or specialty?
Mercy and commitment. Mm-hmm. And it's our way of looking and doing something about the needs we see. And it's always in mind with the people back to church, of course, or leading in church.
Okay. And so by studying at the seminary, they're really equipped with, it sounds like, a great theological education. How would that benefit them in the field as a, as an agent of mercy?
Well, it allows them the knowledge that they get both biblical and practical when they are seeing people in need and show them answers. They have a firmer grasp on our doctrine also in the Lutheran Church.
Okay, great. So the deaconess program is an opportunity to prepare and train to serve as a deaconess in the field in a variety of ways. And so how does Phoebe Academy connect with the deaconess program? What purpose does it serve?
Well, our Phoebe Academy High School is geared towards high school women to just let them know how they can serve in a professional way in the church and just show mercy and compassion. So we just set it up kind of like a day in the life of a seminarian and teach them what kind of classes they take and what kinds of things deaconesses can do and where they serve. So that's going to be our main focus of the upcoming high school academy. Mm-hmm. With the Phoebe Academy College, they join right in along with the college event for the men, Christ Academy, and they attend classes with the professors, just take a whole day and attend classes as if they were a student, so they have an idea of what it's like to be a student here on campus.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that highlight. Who would be? Let's talk a little bit now. Let's move across the Mississippi a little bit and talk about a program at Concordia Seminary St. Louis. Pastor Reedy, you're here to talk about some of the programs at Concordia St. Louis, and I know that you have a deaconess program at Concordia St. Louis as well. What opportunities are there for students who are thinking about the deaconess program there?
For high school students, our primary event would be the Vocatio Week in the summer. It's 6 days of contact on campus, primarily to explore vocations in a very broad sense. The name of the event is Vocatio, or calling, and to help students understand their calling currently as a student, as a daughter, and to also look forward to what they may be doing later on as they enter into roles like mother of other full-time vocations in the church or outside the church. Our goal is certainly to be a feeder into our deaconess program, but also to help young women explore what it might be beyond the field of professional church work. When young people, including young women, are considering their vocation, they're very much formed by the people in their lives, the people that they've seen, and our goal is to help expand that beyond what they might have already experienced.
So it sounds like in both programs, they really get an opportunity to see what the program, the deaconess program is like up front, and some time to meet with professors. When they're interacting with professors, is it just like, Chris, when they're meeting with professors, is the class, you know, essentially the same as a regular class they would have at the SEM when they're once in the deaconess program?
The one for the college academy is most definitely the attend classes right along with the seminarians. For the high school events, we do have the professors there, and they just gear it more toward explaining what the vocation actually is.
Okay, so and at St. Louis?
It's similar in that they will have presentations by four different professors, but also we have a bit of a, this is what a deaconess looks like. As they meet a deaconess who may currently be in our program, a person who is already working on our campus, or perhaps a deaconess from the area, a lot of times they've not had an opportunity to actually talk with a deaconess to find out, what have you done throughout your years serving the church? What have you done that would be a tie-in with these younger women? That is sometimes the most enlightening moment, when they can say, I know what a pastor is, I know what all these other people are, but I have never met a deaconess. And some of the young ladies are very surprised to find out that the program has been around for a long time and its historic roots. Having a woman who is a deaconess explain that and to share with them their passion, their desire to be in this ministry, is absolutely a revelation and an epiphany for these people to have that while they're in at the seminary for Vocatio.
So who would be a good candidate for these programs? Who would be a good, what high school student would be a good candidate for Vocatio? And then we'll also touch base with Chris here as well.
Both with women who are exploring becoming a deaconess, as well as those who are exploring pastoral ministry, whether it's a man or a woman, whatever role they're looking at, I tend to go with a 1 to 10 rating. Sometimes they've just thought about a church vocation, the first time a woman's thought about being a deaconess, or the first time that a young man has actually considered being a pastor. Or they might be somewhere in the middle where they can't decide yet whether they will go to school to study to become a pastor, or maybe they're looking at engineering or health sciences or something else. And then there's others, whether it be a deaconess student or a pre-seminary student, they may be a 10 and be chomping to just have the opportunity to enroll. And sometimes being on campus feeds that to the point where they have a great passion for pursuing their undergraduate degree as well as eventually coming to the seminary in ways that they hadn't before. So whether they're just now thinking of this vocation or if they're further down the road with trying to determine how you actually go about being formed this way, there's something at Vocatio for each of them.
So everyone who's, any girl who's thinking about any kind of career really that involves compassion and care and acts of mercy, you touched on the sciences and you know, healthcare careers and things like that. So it really could be an opportunity for I guess any girl who, or any young lady who has that gene, that component of care for others, but also for the person who likes theology as well. Chris, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, just coming and listening sometimes is the best advice I can give, because a couple of the ladies that have come to our Christ Academy College just came along with a friend. They weren't even looking towards becoming a deaconess, and she is here finishing, she's starting her internship now. So even if you just want to kind of come and just see what the seminary is like, we encourage that also.
So attending either of these programs, there's no commitment. You're not signing up not signing a document like you would be for the military. You're not committed to being a deaconess if you go to Phoebe Academy or Vocatio, huh?
No, not whatsoever. It's just come, find out about it, and think about it.
Excellent.
Pray about it.
And that's definitely the case, because sometimes they'll even ask, if I sign up for this, does this mean that I'm on a track to actually come to the seminary? One of the reasons some of them have become interested is because we have a dual degree program with St. Louis University. They're interested in social work, and they can get their master's in science of social work along with simultaneously earning their deaconess studies degree. And sometimes they come in, if you will, through a side door thinking, I'm interested in social work. And then they find that they can also use those skills in the church, both in the area of social work and also with other acts of mercy within the church.
Excellent. So lots of opportunities that we may not have known about for young women in the church to serve in a vocation that really is focused on mercy. I want to switch gears here in just a second and get to some of our programs for young men as well. But before we get to that, I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to join the conversation today, you can certainly do so by calling us here in the studio at area code 314-821-0850. Or if you're outside of the St. Louis area, give us a call at 1-800-730-2727. You can also email us in the studio at family@kfuo.org. We'd like to have you join the conversation, especially if you have questions about Christ Academy, which we'll talk about in just a little bit, or Phoebe Academy for deaconess students or students who are thinking about the deaconess program. So please join the conversation. Again, St. Louis, 314-821-0850, or outside of St. Louis, 1-800-730-2727, or email us at family@kfuo.org. So let's talk about opportunities for young men who are thinking about seminary and going to pursue that route and becoming a pastor and pastoral formation. Let's talk about Christ Academy. Colin, can you give us just a short glimpse of what Christ Academy is and what it has to offer?
Well, sir, Christ Academy is going to be in its 16th year next summer, and it is actually a 2-week Academy event here in the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, where high school men are invited to worship in our chapel, study under our professors, get to know young men like themselves who are interested in really getting serious about their faith, and have opportunity for just incredible discussions around the lunch table, in their dorm rooms, in the classroom. And then, of course, there's some sermon events and some extracurricular activities with which the young men really become brothers in the faith as they spend time together, see each other's sense of humor, but also this great encouragement that here are young men like myself, perhaps, who are interested in the old calling of spreading the gospel.
As you talk about that, I could see the faces of our guests here in the studio just grinning from ear to ear as they think about the brotherhood and the camaraderie among those who attend opportunities like that and preparing. You know, Ian is one of the students who attended Christ Academy High School this summer, and even Pastor Reedy here, you know, grinning from ear to ear, talking and thinking about the brotherhood of sitting around with our brothers and talking theology and enjoying one another's company in that fellowship. So we'll get to Ian's perspective here in just a second. Now Pastor Reedy, vocatio also includes not just deaconesses, but also those who are thinking about seminary. And what aspects of vocatio focus on that?
In a similar way, the tracks do go through each of the departments of theology that we have on campus, but also the panel discussions and even though because numbers, the interaction with students. I think there's a great deal to be said for mentoring family that has pastors in their family already. A lot of the are newer to the faith. Some of them are from families that were not always Lutheran and so forth. And this becomes a very rich environment where they can explore this with other young men who may or may have not had the same experience. You have those who do come from a strong church vocation family and others where they are definitely the pioneer, the first one in their family to consider this. On campus, you talk with others who are their age and similarly, but those who are just a little bit older, be it the college experience and into the seminary experience. Drawing counselors, junior counselors from our Concordia system, as well as our current students assisting with activities and so forth, they can see themselves not way down the line as a pastor, but in the first undergraduate years and then the formation on campus. Those are the conversations that are priceless because of the fact that they hear it not from a presentation, not from always a professor whose full-time vocation is this, but they hear from peers. People that can say, yes, I was in your shoes at one time, or this was a little bit different for me, that's an affirmation that and an encouragement that we couldn't find any other way except for spending quality time, whether it's in a service activity or studying or just sitting around after the day's completed to have those conversations.
So let's go to Ian, the student, the token student that we twisted his arm to get in here and tell us about his experience. What's a typical day like at Christ Academy?
Typical day at Christ Academy is long. It's it's a very long day, but they squish in so much information and so many different things in these 2 weeks. Tell you, buddy, I drank more coffee in those 2 weeks than I had in the past 5 months. But you wake up, you go to chapel in the morning. And then you go have breakfast. It's about 3 hours of class.
3 hours.
It's different classes, but it's it's a lot of class, and it's a lot of great information that I can't even begin to describe how great it was. But and then that's split up by chapel and lunch, and then you go on more classes. After that, you go on to another chapel. And then dinner, and then whatever activity or service event was that night. And then Compline, and then you go straight to bed because of how early you get up. But most of us didn't because, like he said, the fellowship was just, it was unbelievable.
So it sounds like you spend, in all of these programs, you spend a lot of time studying, a lot of time in chapel, and in service as well. As the amount of time that you spent in class, when you were actually in the class or there for, that's what, 6 hours or something like that?
It really, the professors, I guess a good way, the person described it as they're your professors and they're your classmates, which is a great way to say it because, I mean, these guys, they're just so brilliant and they explain things so well. And if you don't understand it for some reason, you go talk to them and they will take as long as it takes to explain this to you because they're that great. And it really didn't seem that long, though. I mean, some guys who stayed up way too late the night before, it probably seemed long to them because they were asleep, but...
And they didn't have their coffee.
Then they didn't have their coffee break, yeah. Other than that, it was... No, it did not seem that long at all.
So that I could just see by the grin on your face that our listeners obviously can't see that you really valued this experience, that it was a meaningful opportunity. What prompted to even consider one of these programs, consider Christ Academy?
It was a very memorable experience. I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life. And the guys who met there, I'm sure some of them will be friends for the rest of my life. But I had been on being a pastor since about freshman year of high school. And the pastor at my church told me about a program called Christ Academy. It's a 2-week program. And he said it was he did a pretty good job explaining how cool it was, but he didn't get close. But he just kind of mentioned it to me, and I thought it'd be a good idea, so I headed out to Indiana.
That you're going to have an opportunity to study, to worship. That's pretty much the Christian, isn't it? To worship in the end, pray. But how intense into 2 weeks and six? How many days?
Six
days. Colin, do you have anything that you'd like to add about what all happens in a typical day or in the week or 2 weeks at Christ Academy?
Well, I know one thing is was very well received by the students was the dorm group sessions, which would happen right before they would go to Compline. They'd go to their bedtime prayer office. But the dorm groups were led by a seminarian who is, they call them the proctors. These are kind of their older brothers who are attending seminary or they're getting ready to go on vicarage or whatever. And they will just kind of recap with the students, you know, what did we learn today in class? What have you guys been thinking about? Let's look at it from this angle and from that angle. And everybody is just, it's kind of a free-for-all discussion of theology. And, I mean, I went to Christ Academy for 3 years, 10 years ago, for 2003, 4, and 5. And that's kind of what led me to the place I am now as a graduate of this seminary. And I can confirm everything that Ian is saying, that it was an event that brought Christ to me and introduced me to the beautiful world of his gospel and looking at it deeply. And it gave me something to talk about in mission work and in evangelism. As I spoke with friends and with strangers, foreigners, international students, it gave me something to talk about because I knew that theology had content. And that's what I was looking for as a young man. And that's what I found at Christ Academy.
So it certainly impacted you, and as I understand, congratulations is due twice over for you, if I understand correctly. Not only are you a recent graduate of the seminary, but also a newlywed as well. Is that right?
Praise God, I am a newlywed. I have a beautiful wife who plays a beautiful organ, and I give thanks every day for that.
Well, congratulations to you and to your bride. And so we thank you for spending some of your honeymoon time with us here on the air talking about Christ Academy and Vocatio and Phoebe Academy. Great opportunities for our young folks to consider church vocations, even if they're not thinking about church vocations right now. It sounds like these are still great opportunities during the summer to open their eyes to what church vocations are about. It doesn't mean that they have to commit to these vocations right now. It might even just give them a better appreciation for what our servants in the church do, for what their pastors and deaconesses do and others who serve. So I want to thank our guests for being here. We've got more coming up in just a little bit after our break. We're going to talk more about what happens day to day in these programs at Christ Academy and those you're serving through those service projects. So coming up more on Faith and Family in just a little bit. Stick around.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
During an especially dark time in America's history, it's estimated the Ku Klux Klan was responsible for the deaths of well over 3,000 blacks. Sadly, history is repeating its grave injustice to the black community through abortion. Since being legalized, over 17 million black babies have been killed by abortion, a majority of them in Planned Parenthood abortion mills throughout the nation. Yes, it's true. Planned Parenthood has more African American blood on its hands than the KKK. We've done research to show a majority of Planned Parenthood surgical abortion mills are within walking distance to black and Hispanic neighborhoods. Visit today's broadcast at lifeissues.org to see the dramatic visual proof blacks are being targeted by the abortion industry.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Tuesday, July 16th, 2013. Today's day sponsors are Andre and Marie Voges. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to KFUO in thanksgiving to the Lord for the many years together as they celebrate their wedding anniversary on this day. Once again, we say thank you to Andre and Marie Voges of Evansville, Illinois, today's worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod comes together every 3 years for a convention for three main goals: election of officers and other positions, conduct the business of the Synod as its principal legislative assembly, and finally for worship, Bible study, and fellowship. Join Worldwide KFUO as we broadcast live from the 65th convention from the beginning divine service on July 20th to our wrap-up show on July 25th. See the full schedule at worldwidekfuo.org.
Hi, I'm Randy Asbury. Wednesday on His Time, we'll walk through Galatians chapter 5. St. Paul says, "For freedom Christ has set us free." But why, then, do we like to put a yoke of slavery back on our necks? If you think you can earn God's favor, watch out. You'd better keep His law perfectly. And the fruit of the Spirit on Wednesday.
Wednesdays beginning at 7 a.m. on KFUO.
The doctor who helped treat a boy who was buried beneath 11 feet of sand for hours at the Dunes National Lakeshore says the child is expected to make a full neurological recovery. Dr. Tracy Kugler of the University of Chicago Medical Center says 6-year-old Nathan Way may suffer some lasting lung problems from breathing in sand, but is responsive and can move his limbs. Nathan's grandfather, Baptist pastor Don Rule, told reporters he considers the boy's survival a miracle.
It's exhilarating to read about those miracles in the Bible, but this one came home to us.
Dr. Kugler says Nathan is sedated and on a ventilator, but should be removed from it by the end of the week. She also said he'll likely be released from the hospital in 10 to 14 days. Pastor Rule says,
"We believe that God spared him for a reason, and so we're very confident that God will give us back Nathan whole."
I'm Steve Coleman.
Welcome back to Faith Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and today we're talking about summer youth programs at our seminaries and young men and women have to consider church vocations. So joining me in there, Bill Reedy, Ian Kenny, Colin Dooling from Concordia Theological Seminary, Chris Hodge from Concordia Theological Seminary as well. So we've been talking both Phoebe Christ Academy and Vocatio, all opportunities for young men and women to consider the seminary to prepare for a church vocation as a deaconess or as a pastor. And we were talking here in the studio with Ian about the schedule, and he mentioned, as he was talking about Compline at the end of the day, we all agree that Compline was never a day for the young men at Christ Academy. So Mr. Dooling, I am for Christ Academy. What do you think?
Probably. That would be for some. But you're right.
It sounds like there was a fellowship happening there and lots of good conversation. They might have a little fun, too. So, speaking of in learning, and we also talked about service, and I'd like to talk about some of the service projects that some of the entities in these. Let's to Phoebe Academy. Chris, are there any service opportunities for the young ladies attending Phoebe Academy?
Yes, we are going to have a service event, and we are going to be working with Bethesda on that service event on that Saturday, which will be August 3rd.
Excellent. And so, what will they be doing that service event?
The deaconess that is in charge of that has not even told me yet.
So it's top secret, confidential, surprise servant event, huh?
It is, even for me.
Well, you know, when I was serving the parish, we had similar service projects. We used to call them surprise servant events and or a mystery servant event, and we would load up the youth and some adult leaders from the congregation and in a van, go to the airport and fly off to an unknown destination. Well, I knew it and their parents knew it, but the youth did not know where they were headed. And we'd go serve for a week, and we ended up in some unusual locations. And it was servants by surprise was kind of a great experience. So certainly the deaconess, the Phoebe Academy students will have, I'm sure, a similar experience serving by surprise. And how about Vocatio? What are some of the service projects that happen there?
We try, first off, that we serve one another and that there are certain groups that will work together as servants, really, to your brothers and sisters in the group. Part of that involves such simple things as providing each other breakfast in the morning. Even though we also survive on very little sleep, there will be a group that'll get up a little bit earlier to help get things ready for breakfast and also be involved with cleanup. We also help the housekeeping staff by bringing linens together at the end of the week. Some simple things to see every day as an opportunity for service. The next level up would be when we've done such things as done projects on campus. We were challenged by one of the goals of our president, Dr. Dale Meyer. He wanted to give his regular gift. Every place he served, he has provided a fountain. And so in an effort to beautify and to renovate what we call the academic quad, he wanted help putting in a fountain. And this wasn't, you know, laying down some black tarp and putting a prefabricated thing together, but this was working in good old Missouri clay soil with pickaxes, which were great for not only breaking ground, but breaking through old drain pipes. And there were some other campus renovations that became part of that project, but it became such an opportunity to then celebrate even beyond the time of Vocatio when they were able to see what the finished project looked like. But Dr. Meyer was out there with us, and we had a tremendous time working extremely hard. It was actually during one of the typical hot days in July. The other place that we serve every year is down in Perry County. We go down and help at the Sachs Memorial, and we do everything from opening. I grew up in Ludington, Michigan, where when you opened a cottage or opened a cabin, it meant you were going in to prepare for people coming on vacation. We do it in a way that goes into these cabins that are from many decades ago and clean them up and prepare them for the summer season of tours that come through. We do everything from light dusting and sweeping to putting down field stones to make a sidewalk. There's everything from those who have a little less strength to the guys who are competing to see who can carry the most and who can manhandle a wheelbarrow and do things of that sort. So there's everything from our daily understanding of service to one another all the way up to helping the Saxon Memorial. And during that part, too, you also get a great historical theology lesson where you understand how we ended up coming up further up the river and about certain people who were given a one-way ticket across the river at one time and some other things that have happened in the history of the Missouri Synod. So it's fantastic to be able to go down there and they can see so many things, including the original seminary building.
Now, there's one thing about that I don't believe. I've been in those cabins, and when you say light dusting, I can't imagine that it's just light dusting in those cabins. As you said, they've been around for a long time. So I imagine that's a lot of work preparing those cabins for guests and having all that ready. But what a great opportunity to learn that history, as you pointed out, to see. I've had an opportunity to visit the Saxon Lutheran Memorial as well. And there is so much history packed in there that just gets so overlooked. And so I thank you for including that in Vocatio. Christ Academy, what are some of the opportunities that you've had? Colin, what are some of the service opportunities that are available to the young men attending that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thanks to Pastor Reedy as well, telling us about, I would love to check out some of the history down there in St. Louis and serve in that regard too and be a part of that. That would be amazing, in my opinion.
Well, at Christ Academy, though, there are sermon events. We have all the men, young men, who come sing in chapel and at historic St. Paul's Lutheran Church in downtown Fort Wayne. So all these guys, and whether they're great singers or whether they're kind of beginning singers, we like to introduce them to music and it being a vehicle for God's word. And then they, of course, go and they provide service at the Lutheran Church there, where the people here, these are the young men who are singing, and it really gives a great encouragement to the congregation members there. Also, the young men will go to our clothing co-op here on Seminary campus, and they will help organize kind of the clothing. And as you perhaps know, it's kind of like a Goodwill store, but everything is free for students and their families to kind of cover expenses, such as clothing, some furniture, some wall hangings, and other kitchen implements. These are things that expenses are often incurred while families attend seminary. Our students at Christ Academy went there to kind of organize and get things in better ship shape so that those who are studying to be pastors could really have an easier life as they hit the books in the future. So it's equipping the church it's just a service to the church in that regard.
And Ian, I'd like to hear about what was out of the service opportunities, out of the service projects. What was the one that you enjoyed the most, or what was the highlight for you?
Well, they're both really cool in their own way. Some people got more work done than others at the co-op. because some guys thought it'd be funny to try on different clothes that were either far too small for them or things like that. But that was a lot of fun, and it was nice to help out people who are in the situation I may one day be in.
So in the end, the project did get done.
The project did get done. The work all got done. It's just some people had to cover for others. And I won't say any names, but then the singing, like Colin said, the singing was great. It was really nice to go do that for St. Paul. And St. Paul is such a beautiful church. It's just gorgeous in the middle of Fort Wayne. But it was really nice to go and sing for them too.
Pastor Reedy, what would you say, what do you get out of the service projects, what do you get the most feedback on from the folks who attend Vocatio?
The part that I'm amazed every year is it seems the more you sweat, the more satisfaction there is. And we have to get back on the bus and spend another hour and a half together on the bus. And it seems that the most joy and the most sharing that comes from it is if they really were put to work. There are some who would prefer not to work as hard, but they would. The only objection we've ever had is when there has not been enough, when we had so many people that were participating or there was so much done previously that they didn't have enough work to do. So I'd say the highlight is they really, when they see service project, they really want to be engaged in a way that uses their time, their energy, everything to the max, which is a delight to see because of the fact that it's not, well, we got that done, or what little bit can we do? But you see their heart for service and doing it for something that they won't ever be able to see and enjoy, whether it's on campus or in Perry County or something we do in St. Louis. It's not something they'll return to and enjoy it themselves. They have such a desire to offer this as a gift, and they like the sweat equity, literally, that goes into doing it.
Excellent. So it gives them something they can take with them as well, you know, a great memory and an example of how they can help others serve in the future when they if they go on to pursue a vocation in the church as well, how they can provide opportunities or help others understand opportunities to serve. I'd like to talk in just a minute about how to find out about these programs and any other opportunities that seminaries have for our young people as that they're considering vocations in the church. But before we even get into that, Ian, I want to hear a little bit more from you about any advice you might have for a young person who may be on the edge or thinking about one of these programs.
I would say if you're even considering especially Christ Academy, from my own personal experience. But if you're even considering any one of these, I would say go, because I became really close friends with a bunch of people there, but one guy I became really close with the year before I came, he was still a little on the edge and not really sure if he wanted to be a pastor. Very, very faithful guy, very, very knowledgeable, but he just wasn't sure. And he, after 2 weeks, he had a long conversation with one of the professors, and it just threw mine over the edge, where he was ready to go from that point on. And so if there's even a hint of desire or calling about it, I would say don't hesitate and go.
Any advice for pastors and parents? You know, any advice for pastors or parents? Chris, any advice for pastors or parents as they're talking with young ladies who are thinking about deaconess?
Yes, just urge them to come, even if they, you know, at that point in their life, they haven't even thought about serving within the church.
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties. Colin, any thoughts on what advice you might share with parents or pastors as they're working with young people?
Mm-hmm. As parents and pastors work with young people, my main advice would say, give them the goods, give them the gospel, show them what it is to be a Christian as a person. Give them all those things that you think maybe they won't even be able to understand yet, because chances are somebody is trying to take your place. Somebody is trying to tell them what they want them to believe, and instead it's up to parents and pastors to continually be there first and to say, you know what, this is the truth. These are what heresies you are going to face in the world. These are what false teachings there are in the hearts of many in America and around the world. And you know what? It's been around for centuries, but the Bible talks about these things. And my main advice would be that even if you think they're too young to understand, begin talking about it now, because chances are they're ready for it in some degree. And pray for them. Pray for them. We know that God will be faithful to hear that prayer, because he has put you in that position to pray for that student and to raise them in fear and knowledge of the Lord.
Good advice to be bold. And you're so right that even when we think they're not ready for the gifts or that they might not understand it, to be bold and to teach all that God has given us. Pastor Reedy, any advice to parents or pastors who they see something in a young person, they think, you know, they might have gifts that would be a really good match for a church vocation. What advice do you have for that pastor or that parent?
When in doubt, send them. We have so many specialty camps and things that are offered every summer, and all of them have a beautiful role and offer opportunities for growth in other ways. And if pastors and parents can see these summer programs as that same opportunity for the strengthening and encouraging vocations, that's tremendous. As a recruiter at the seminary, I've always said that pastors and parents are really the ones that nurture and care for and develop these young men and women in such a way that by their guidance, with the Holy Spirit guiding them, we're really only involved in picking low-hanging fruit. We rarely are making the initial contact. We're rarely the person that has introduced an idea like this to them. The people that see them on a daily basis as parents, those who have taught them confirmation, who have been a part of their family life, can have such a tremendous impact. There's something about somebody in a vocation identifying your gifts in a way that, whether you know them or not, it's very affirming, and it's a real powerful moment for a young man or woman to say, not only do I believe this is something that I should do, but it's being affirmed in those who know me best. And we can't replace that. That's a beautiful gift from pastors and parents.
It's so valuable having a whole team of people nurturing young people. not just a youth leader, not just a pastor, but for families, for parents, and for other families in the congregation to be able to encourage young people to consider these vocations. Obviously, there are many noble vocations, but, you know, as today we're focusing on these church vocations, how nice it is to have that encouragement from your pastor, from others in your congregation to consider that vocation. Not any pressure, though, right, Ian?
No pressure.
Well, if you are listening today and have questions about any of these programs, Vocatio, Christ Academy, or Phoebe Academy, and you'd like to ask any of these folks your questions today, give us a call here in the studio at area code 314-821-0850 or outside of the St. Louis area at 1-800-730-2727, or you can email your questions at family@kfuo.org. Now, I'd like to talk about how to find out more about each of these programs. What is it? We talked a little bit about who would be a good candidate for these programs, and there might be some other opportunities at the seminary as well. Chris, were we able to get you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here.
So if someone is interested in the Phoebe Academy, I know you mentioned Phoebe Academy High School is right around the corner. What should, if a parent or a young person is interested in Phoebe Academy, what steps should they take?
Give us a call. We have a 1-800 number, and it's 1-800-481-2155. And then they can also get information about events on campus at our website, which is www.cttfw, which is Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, .edu.
And so, and when is Phoebe Academy coming up?
Phoebe Academy High School is coming up August 2nd through the 4th. Our Phoebe Academy College is coming up October 17th through the 20th.
So both right around the corner, the Phoebe Academy High School right around the corner, there are still spots available, as I understand it. So
almost certainly.
Excellent. And then Christ Academy, as I understand it, has already happened for this summer, Christ Academy High School. That's how we got Ian here in the studio today. But Colin, any information and instructions on how to find out more about Christ Academy?
Sure. Christ Academy actually has an email address, which is just christacademy@ CTSFW, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, .edu. And you can visit the website that Chris gave and find links to the Christ Academy. We also have, along with Phoebe Academy College, that same weekend, Christ Academy College. And that's a free event, as far as I'm aware, happening on our campus over fall break for many preschools. And same thing, come and have fellowship with professors, with seminarians, and with classmates, and join us for that weekend.
And Pastor Reedy, Vocatio, and then I believe you have some other opportunities as well. Tell us, how would we find out? I know Vocatio has already happened for this year, correct?
Correct. Oh. And next year it'll be June 21st through the 26th. Information is available at www.cslconcordiasaintlouis.edu, or our 800 number is 800-822-9545. That's our summer event. We also have an event for high school men who are interested in having a bit more exposure to life on the seminary campus, and that happens Martin Luther King Day weekend every year. And registration for that is absolutely free, and there is travel assistance available. For the summer program, Vocatio, there is a $150 registration fee, but there is a lot of scholarships available for that. There's people who have partnered with us in a way that finances should never be a concern. We'll always make sure that people can attend.
And thanks for pointing that out. I forgot to ask that on the other programs as well. Are there fees associated with the programs? Chris, any fees associated with Phoebe Academy High School?
Phoebe Academy High School is a $100 fee, and that covers the student and their parents, their mother, or a guardian.
Okay, so someone can come along with them too. Okay.
Yes.
And then Colin, Christ Academy High School.
Christ Academy, it's a $500 for the 2-week event, or $300 if you're a returning student. And oftentimes you can talk with your home congregation and they would love to support the family or perhaps even sponsor the student to send. And that's the way it goes around there.
And Ian, I think that was the case for you, right? The congregation sponsored you and supported you along the way.
Yes, my home church gave me the scholarship to be able to go to Indiana.
And I think that's probably the case in many situations with these opportunities. Congregations are really happy to support, and it's their privilege to support young people to attend any of these programs and consider church vocations. And even if they, as we mentioned earlier, even if they come out of it and say, I'm pretty certain I don't want to be a pastor, I don't want to be a deaconess, but I've learned a lot more about it and I have appreciation for it. What a great gift that is to the church at large to be able to walk away from that and say, I see how valuable this is to our church. I don't necessarily have what I think it takes, but that doesn't mean that someone doesn't turn around and end up at the seminary later on, right, Pastor Reedy?
As someone who came to the seminary at the ripe old age of 36, sure, it's never too late.
So there are always opportunities to consider a vocation in the church. I've really enjoyed this conversation today and talking about all these opportunities. Ian, I want to hear a little bit more. If you were given the opportunity to go back again, but you're no longer a high school student, would you do it again?
Oh, I would do it again in a heartbeat. I'm saddened that I can't go back to Christ Academy again. And even though Christ Academy College sounds really cool. I mean, like I said, I will never forget those 2 weeks, and the people I met will be friends for the rest of my life. So I would go back in a heartbeat. Yes, I would.
How you've talked about that before in our conversations off the air. You've made some really good friends. Tell us about that. How many friends have you made?
Oh, there were 37 guys there, and it was split up into two dorms, an older dorm and a younger dorm. And I didn't really get to know a lot of the guys in the younger dorm very well, because we were split up for classes and at night and things like that. But the guys in my dorm, I mean, there is no one that I would say I'm not close with. And there was a big group of us who were really, really close. We set up a whole song about Christ Academy for the ending day, and it was horrible. It was a terrible song, but I mean, we had so much fun doing it. And, it was great. It was, like I said, a big group of us who I'm sure will stay in touch the rest of our life.
So it certainly was a meaningful and valuable experience for you as you consider this vocation. And we're grateful that all of our seminaries offer great opportunities like this for our young people to consider church vocations. Well, we will continue our conversations about fun and sun opportunities for families and young people this week on Faith and Family. It's been great having all of our guests with us this morning. Chris and Colin from Fort Wayne, thanks so much for joining us. And Pastor Reedy and Ian from the St. Louis area, thanks for joining us this morning. Tomorrow, we'll be talking with a family who's preparing to take their whole family on a 200-day mission trip to Haiti. So join us again tomorrow on Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.